We've got a great lifestyle episode for you today. That's right. We're not talking about IRAs or investing. Today, we are talking about mobility in retirement. We've got a great guest. Her name is Mercedes Fernandez, and she works specifically in geriatric, I'll see, just try to say this right, kinesiology, which is the how the body moves. And so we're asking her questions that I think pertain to a lot of our listeners, or something that they're worried about is their mobility as they age. And so she's fantastic. At the end, she'll tell you exactly how to get in touch with her.
Yeah. And I don't think this, don't think about this before you get into this episode and say, well, I don't have a problem with mobility. If you got a knee that hurts, a lower back that hurts, a neck that hurts, that's anybody at any age. She's going to talk about things you can do to help that. Simple things. In fact, one of the things I have actually experienced myself by doing just something simple that has helped my knees and my lower back a lot. So listen to this episode. I think she has a lot to share and a lot of good resources for you as well. So we hope this is beneficial. But before we get into this episode, even though it is a lifestyle episode, we still have to do our normal disclosure.
The information contained in this podcast is intended to provide general information only and not to be considered individualized advice. Different types of investments carry different levels of risk. As always, please contact your financial professional for advice appropriate to your situation. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. This is the place where high-achieving professionals come to gain confidence on how to successfully navigate their transition into and life during retirement. There's no such thing as a passive retirement plan. To have a successful financial future, your plan must be actively managed. Each week, we will bring you action plans and expert interviews that will help you gain insights, learn fresh perspectives, and finally experience peace of mind about your retirement. Here to help you achieve your dream retirement and live the life you deserve are your hosts, certified financial planners, Raiden Stansel and Merce Tariq.
Welcome, everyone, to Secure Your Retirement Podcast. You know, one of the things Merce and I try to do on this platform is to really help people as they are planning for and living throughout retirement in a couple of different ways. Obviously, a lot of times we're talking about the financial plan part of things, how to manage money, how to deal with all those things. But one of the objectives we've had since we started the podcast is to have episodes that are really around lifestyle, meaning how do I live, like literally live in retirement and be able to navigate all kinds of things as far as I've got to change as I get older or I am in retirement longer. And so today we're very happy and excited to have with us a special guest, Mercedes Fernandez. Today she's with us in from California, but she lives in Belgium, which is exciting. So thank you so much, Mercedes, for coming on and chatting with us today.
Thank you both for having me. I'm very excited actually to have this conversation with you.
Great. So I was telling you, Mercedes, that most of our listeners and clients, I would say typically are 55 years of age and older. They are planning for and wanting to go into retirement. Many of our clients say, hey, I'm going to retire at 65. I've got, you know, 10 years that I just want to travel and do things. But I would say that a lot of our clients are very conscious about wanting to be healthy, making sure that they can, you know, have as much of an active role in retirement. And I know that you help clients in this topic of mobility. So I'm just going to ask you first, could you kind of tell us a little bit of your background, just so our listeners know who they're talking with and who they're listening to and how that ties into this concept of mobility?
Yes, absolutely. Again, my name is Mercedes, and I'm a geriatric kinesiologist. And kinesiology is a really big word. It really is just a fancy term for study of human body movement. So physical therapy, physiotherapy, personal trainer, all encompassing that field. And so what I've been doing is I grew up with my grandfather and I had a really, really strong bond with him. So as I got into school, went to higher education, I started working with a special population. And that's essentially how I evolved into this niche of geriatric physiotherapy, kinesiology, working specifically with older adults, just because what I was seeing was, you know, we focus a lot on kids, we focus on the modern middle-aged generation, youth, young, healthy, but I was seeing that we were actually really overlooking our older adults or elderly or senior citizens. And it just really broke my heart. And while I was taking care of my grandfather as he was aging, I put two and two together. And so my mission, I believe my purpose on the planet, is really to help older adults stay mobile if they've had an injury, an accident, very common hospitalization. You know, when I'm sure maybe both of you have experienced perhaps like an injury or, you know, a strained muscle, even just a sickness, if anyone got COVID, really being out for a couple weeks can be very detrimental, but you're losing your freedom as well. And you're like feeling achy and like all these things. But when you witness an older adult go through that, or you have experienced something where you lose your mobility, it can feel really, I don't know, detrimental is the right word. I just myself have been through a pretty gnarly injury. So I really just have this passion to help people stay mobile, to regain if there has been some kind of step back to keep that.
Yeah, great. Mercedes, thanks for that overview. And that makes me question. So like, you know, I'm in my mid 30s, Raiden's in his early 50s. When I get an injury, I don't worry about it too much. I feel like I'll bounce right back, you know, a week or so later. And I don't real, unless it's something major, my body does a good job of being able to heal itself, right? That's just someone because they're a little bit younger. Raiden probably says, well, it's not just 1 week for me. Maybe it's 2 weeks for me, but I kind of bounce back. But once you get up into your late or early 60s, late 60s, 70s, 80s, right? The clientele that you're working with, it's a different story, I imagine. And there's a lot more work that goes into it. There's a lot of habits, I believe, that you would have to set up to, you know, relearn or do something like that. So what are some of the more common mobility issues, I guess, that you're working with or that you see, and maybe things that can be avoided just by, you know, having good habits around, I don't know, stretching or walking daily or things like that?
Definitely. The most common I see is a lot of either neck pain or upper shoulder trapezius pain or lower back pain. And this is typically common because of some bad habits that have been picked up, whether they're using a walker or cane, or they've just, you know, have old shoes that they love to live in, or a couch, you know, things that we often overlook. But the common injuries I would say the most are, because you mentioned stretching is actually one of my favorite things that's also overlooked. And sure, maybe perhaps some who are listening have heard of Stretch Lab. That's a really big thing now. It's really hot, it's trendy, and I'm really happy it came about, because the less we stretch, the tighter our muscles get. You know, stretching is something that is designed. Again, we're not really taught it either, unless you go to, you know, kinesiology school or physical therapy and et cetera, et cetera. But because there's the tightness in the shoulders, we call it kyphosis, but it's hunchback. That's like the more common term, is you're rounding in the shoulders. So that's where you get this neck pain. People are looking down, we're staring at our screens more. So the most common injuries would be around that. And to help it, I would definitely suggest some stretching, opening that up. And then the lower back pain is also really, really common. I think I myself feel it. And I don't know if you two have ever felt some lower back pain. And that's a whole nother, you know, that's a big conversation we can dive into. But those, the lower back pain is kind of it's a big caveat.
You know, it's interesting you brought up Stretch Lab. So I have lower back, you know, pain that I deal with, as well as knee pain. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Stretch Lab, not even going for the purpose of that. And they said, you probably are going to see your knees feel better and maybe your lower back feel better from the stretching. And it was amazing. So amazing that I actually have bought other little devices to help me stretch. And I stretch every day. And it is just amazing how much that helps with lower back and knee pain for me. So I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about that. I mean, do you know, in your scenario, are you teaching people how to do simple stretches at home? Maybe they don't want to go to a stretch lab or go have somebody else help them. They just want to do that. Do you have techniques that you can actually help individuals right at their home learn how to stretch?
Yes. Yes. And I have YouTube videos on that. And then for me, what I really enjoy is that there's a lot of simple stretches that we can do anywhere, really, whether that's waiting in the car or watching TV on the couch, maybe that's even standing at the kitchen counter. I definitely do provide that. And I actually love to do that because, like I said, stretching is overlooked. But if we all learn how to stretch, we can really diminish a lot of the pain that we're not even really realizing we're having.
And so you talk about this idea of mobility. And then we were talking before we started this that sometimes that I like this topic about, you know, we get something to help us. Maybe we are having a scenario where maybe we start to get a little in a position where we maybe feel we need a little assistance, whether that be a cane, a walker, simple things, or maybe even just the type of shoes that we wear. But you kind of talked about the fact that sometimes people get these and they don't know how to use them correctly. Maybe it looks like you can use it correctly and you see it on TV or you see a friend and you think, oh, that's how hard can it be? It's a cane or whatever. But using it incorrectly, what could that do?
Yes, that it goes back to what we just talked about, that kyphosis, the rounding of the shoulders, the lower back pain. Not only does that compromise the posture, because most of the time, and I encourage everyone who's listening or and you too as well, the next time you go out to the grocery store or out in the community and you happen to see someone with a walker, just kind of notice how they're reaching for it. Most of the time, if not, you know, 100% of the time, it's too low. So what happens there is because someone's reaching down, they're hunching forward, and then the walker's actually being pushed too far forward, so their feet are following behind, and then they start to drag their feet, and it's a recipe for an accident. It's a recipe for a fall. If there's wheels on the walker, you know, those no one tells you which terrains to use. I really get a lot with my clients of, well, I have a two-story house, or I live in an apartment that doesn't have an elevator. You know, what do you do when you need a walker, but you have stairs and there's no accessibility ramp? Well, that's a really big fall hazard because they end up trying to drag the walker up, or they, you know, bring it down, and that can cause a tumble. So there's little things. It's not always mechanical, but it's that lack of instruction. And unfortunately, a lot of the, you know, order a walker on Amazon, it doesn't come with, okay, here's how you set it up and here's how you use it. You know, these are things you need to look for. And so that's kind of where I'm coming in to help just bring that awareness.
I hope that you are enjoying the show. By the way, if you are in or nearing retirement and are someone who wants to gain clarity on what questions you should be asking, learn what the biggest retirement myths are, and identify what you could be doing to achieve peace of mind for your retirement, get started today by requesting your complimentary video course, 4 Steps to Secure Your Retirement. To access the course, simply visit pomwealth.net/podcast. If you're new here or you haven't done this yet, this is definitely the first step to get started in applying these principles to your life. So head over to pomwealth.net/podcast and check us out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just like any type of exercise, right? If you walk into a gym and you just get on a machine without knowing how to properly operate that machine or lifting free weights or doing something like that, you could really hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. Whereas some of these mobility aids, they're designed to help you get through whatever you're getting through, but they're still a tool that you really have to learn and use properly. And also it needs to be, I would think, somewhat catered to, you know, your metrics as far as how tall you are and those things like that. So that makes perfect sense, but I can see how it can be overlooked. You mentioned like the house and fall hazards and stuff. What are you seeing in the house that create issues and things that people could be thinking about how their house is set up? Maybe, you know, even as simple as maybe don't keep your pots and pans on the very bottom drawer, maybe make them more accessible. I don't know. What do you see?
Definitely. That's a great point. Actually, I was just telling my parents, I'm in town visiting them and just kind of rearranging the house to see like, okay, well, we can't reach the trash cans on top of the stove, you know, on top of the, what is it called? The stove fan. No,
exhaust fan.
Yeah, it's the exhaust fan. Thank you. it's hard for my mom to reach now. So little things like that. Oftentimes, clutter is a really big thing. You know, as we age, we get sentimental. There's a lot of things that we might not want to throw away. There's things that we kind of forget about. So things that I see often is narrow hallways. And then if a mobility device gets introduced, you know, how are you, is it accessible? Is the hallway open enough? Are the doors big enough? Do the doors open out? Do they open in? Are they heavy? Are they weighted? The stairs is a really big one that I see often. And then rugs. rugs and carpet, especially bathroom rugs, those are really something to kind of keep an alert on. And then do you have any grab bars? Excuse me, and the grab bars are basically, most of the time they need to be installed, but in the bathroom area, the shower area, is there anything that you can grab onto that is sturdy that's not going to pop off the wall in any case that you get dizzy, you lose balance, there's a fall. So I often see that the houses are usually not set up for some kind of mobility precaution.
Yeah. So, okay, we talked about the fact that, some of our folks that might be listening might be entering that phase. And then we've got a lot of folks that are listening that may be saying, "Hey, look, I'm not that bad right now. I'm younger. I'm 55, I'm 60, I'm 65. I'm getting around really good. I don't have a problem with balance. I don't have a problem with those things. Maybe I got some lower back problem. Maybe I got some knee problems." But are there things, are there, what could you tell, I guess say it this way, could you explain the benefit of what we could do now that might help us to prolong the ability of mobility, so that we don't get into that situation? Yeah, it is probably going to happen eventually, but maybe we can prolong it, and we maybe get a few more years before we get to that point. Are there things we could do now to help us avoid that or prolong it?
Yes, excellent question. And I would say that my favorite answer, I wouldn't say answer, but what I can attest to is just keep moving. Mers, it sounds like you are a very active man, and so you both know just keep walking, keep moving. The more sedentary we are, the more back pain, the less muscles we have, the more aches we have. That tightness comes from not moving. So you're sitting on a plane for 10 hours, you get up and you're like, oh, I haven't moved my legs for 10 hours, 10 plus hours, depending. Like for me, it's a 10-hour flight. And that tightness really starts to add up, which is why the stretching is so important. So the best prevention that we can have, the maintenance we can have, is to keep moving, incorporate some kind of stretching. It doesn't have to be a stretch lab, it doesn't have to be facilitated stretching. You can do range of motion exercises at home, but the best medicine is movement, in my opinion. So whether that's walking, it doesn't have to be, lifting a bunch of weights. It really just can be as simple as practicing reaching up over the stove again and, keeping those arms going up and down, side to side. Looking, neck mobility is really important. Yeah, I would say just little exercises. And my favorite to say this last part is, it doesn't matter where we are, whether we're at the grocery store, we're at home, we're in bed, is as long as we're moving. So like just kind of moving with our feet, wiggling our toes, doing some toe raises, lifting up on our toes, kind of going up and down, squeezing the bum actually is really great for a lower back. So you can do that at the grocery store. No one can see you. If you're waiting in a long line, just kind of like squeezing your stomach, squeezing your bottom, kind of gripping the toes in the shoe. These little things are going to help integrate a habit of momentum, of movement. And that's going to help kind of prolong the sedentary, because once you start to stop moving, it's harder for you to start a regimen.
Gotcha. Yeah, as you were saying, every one of those, I just started doing them just because
Yeah.
I was like,
We
yep,
were
I can
sitting
still do
here,
that.
right?
Yeah, I can
Yeah.
still do that one. I can still do that one. I'm pretty happy. So let's talk a little bit about like your process. And so someone comes to you and says, "I've got," well, someone says someone wants to work with you, right? I'm sure you have a bit of a conversation with them, and then you go down a process, eventually come up with some type of regimen. So tell us a little bit about that for everyone listening.
Yes. So you can access me, everything that I do on my website. There's resources there, but essentially everything is personalized, it's customized. I've been doing this for over 10 years. So, and I work specifically with special populations. So I've worked with stroke, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, mostly for it's more of a gentle customization, exercise plan, health plan, you would say. I don't do anything, any medicine or medical. I can't prescribe that. But essentially, we meet, we go over what are your needs, what is it that you any chronic conditions you have, what are your goals, and so we. Again, everyone is really different, but essentially it's personalized, and we either do some kind of exercise virtually, or we do stretching. I also work primarily with caregivers as well. So if you are a child of someone who of a, an aging parent and kind of need some help with resources in your area, or just need to, you know, kind of vent it out, I can assist in that as well.
So what is the best way if somebody's listening to this and they either for themselves or for somebody they know think, hey, I would like to get some more information on this. I'd like to understand how you work and maybe get a chance to chat with you. Tell us the process of the what's the best way to do that.
Yes, best way is to definitely ping me on the website. All of that goes directly to me. So I have a chat. It's at the website, which we will probably go through at the end. But the direct chat is direct to me and or a contact form, and everything is pretty automated. So if you decide you just want to go for it, you can book an appointment there, and then we get that scheduled. But I'm always available to chat. I guess that's like the best way to say it, but just through the website, movement.info, and I speak both Spanish and English. So for me, it's really just a matter of, you know, who needs help and how can I assist in the best way, because this population is truly special and we need it. You know, I think as you both know, baby boomers, it's not even just baby boomers, we're each aging every day and we really need to be prepared for it. So not only for ourselves, but our loved ones.
Yeah, and the way you spell your website's a little bit different, I guess, than what it might sound like. Is there a reason why, by the way, you spelled it that way?
Yes, so it's movement in the French way. It's a spelling in the French. I'm currently learning French as well, being in Belgium as a French speaking, but I wanted to kind of differentiate in the way I think that the way certain things in French are spelled is really beautiful. And so there's a U in it, but essentially movement is universal.
Yeah.
So whether it's in English and Spanish or French, it's still the same word if you really break it down.
All right, so I'm going to say this. If you are listening to us on the podcast or you are listening to us on the website, we'll have it in the notes and it'll all be there so you can do it. But just so that we can have it real clear, you need to say now the name of the website in French.
Mouvement.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yes, it's I'm getting there. I actually just had my French class today, so but yes, it's movement, movement.info, so .info.
Very good. Well, Mercedes, thank you so much for being on with us, spending some time with us to educate about what you do and what the aging population needs help with. So we'll have all your information in our show notes, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you both as well. And I very much appreciate what you both are doing too. So it's been a pleasure for being on here. Thank you.
All right, everyone. That wraps up today's episode of the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. If you found value in today's episode, we would love nothing more than for you to head on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review. Be sure to take a screenshot of the review before you submit it, and we'll send you a special gift, our book, Get Off the Retirement Roller Coaster. Just email morgan@pomwealth.net with a screenshot of the review to get your gift. Also, be sure to subscribe so you get notified of new episodes as they're released every week. And finally, please share our podcast with your favorite social network so more of your friends and family can benefit from this information. Always remember, you've worked hard to get where you are, and now you deserve to have a retirement that works hard for you.